Our next guest is making a name for herself in the world of jazz. Kat Reinert comes from Milton, Wisconsin, and she's also a voice teacher, composer, and touring vocalist. Her fourth album comes out tomorrow on August 21st. It's called Spark. She joins us now to talk about why this album is personal for her.
Your love was like water falling down like the rain, pouring into all the spaces that I tried to hide from the pain. Your love was like tomorrow, no need to explain. Well, now we've said goodbye, so I know that I've just gotta walk into the rain. Yeah, now we've said goodbye, so I know that
the song is called Walk Into the Rain. It's the first track on this album. What do you hear in this song?
A letting go of a lot of pain that I had gone through previous to writing it.
It sounds as though the person, I guess you, that we're talking about, knows that there's some hard stuff going on, but she's also embracing it. You're embracing this and knowing that it's the next step.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And a friend of mine, we were talking about how it was raining the day that I was moving, and it was just the elevator didn't work, my piano couldn't get up, the movers were, and it was pouring, and I called him and I was like, this is crazy. And he said, well, just look at it this way, it's washing away all of the stuff so that you can start fresh. And the rain stopped, the elevator worked, my piano got into my apartment. It was awesome. So that's what inspired this.
What is it like having a song that's sort of this capsule of this particular moment, painful and good, but all of it is sort of held inside this vessel that's the song? Do you think of that every time you hear this?
I do. I remember the exact moment that I probably got inspired to write it, even though I wrote it probably a couple months later. But it is that. It's the letting go and accepting where you're at so that you can move forward from that place.
When did you first know that you wanted to spend the rest of your life singing?
That's an interesting question. I probably about 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
But I've been doing this for the last 25 years.
At some point, though, you realized, like all singers, that you have a voice.
Yeah.
And that it gave you joy to sing.
Yes.
Right? When did that happen?
Probably when I was a little kid. I used to sing around the house. Lately, I've been remembering a lot of things about being a kid, and I would make up songs in the back of the minivan as we were going places and never told anyone. And I sang in high school and in college, and that just, it kind of, I like to think that music sort of found me and helped guide my path a little bit.
And you grew up in Milton, Wisconsin. This is a small town just outside of Janesville. Well, you were growing up there and finding your voice. Did you have mentors along the way that helped you?
No, not in Milton. I didn't even know that you could take a voice lesson until I went to college. And they were like, you're going to take voice lessons. And I said, well, what's that? Like, I already sing. Like, what? Why do you do that? And I had no idea where that one moment would take me in this direction. No.
So were you doing it under your own steam all these years, keeping this love of singing alive?
No, I mean, when I got into college, then I started having a mentor. My first teacher, Patrice Michaels Betty, at Lawrence University, and then Peter Eldridge when I was at Manhattan School of Music, and different people along the way. Kate McGarry, who's a brilliant jazz singer, that she introduced me to something called somatic voice work, and Jeannie Lavetri, and that really made a massive difference in the way that I sang and the way that I perceived singing and my entire person as well. So,
what is somatic voice work?
It is a type of training the voice that is very functionally based. So that's all the science that involves how the vocal folds actually work. But then there's all of the work on your own person that has to come along with that. So when you teach someone, you're helping them discover themselves at the same time they're finding their voice.
Interesting. So it was sort of an emotional journey and a psychological journey and not just
And then a physical. Huge physical. Yeah, exactly. But also, it was a huge physical journey. I actually changed the entire mechanics of how I sang about 7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you used to sound?
Not a massive amount of difference, but it was less warm, less rich. Definitely, I didn't have as much understanding of the voice, and so couldn't do as much with it. So those kinds of things definitely changed for me.
That's really interesting, because as I listened to you before this interview, I was thinking, I kept hearing the warmth in your voice, the incredible warmth in your voice. And so it sounds like this comes from the specialized work that you've done on your voice.
Yeah, a lot. I think people would notice it. I notice it most because it feels different inside to sing. So, yeah.
Well, tell us about your new album. It's called Spark. What were you trying to do with it?
Put something authentic and wholehearted out into the world that I believe in a creative project that I'm really proud of, and just help people. I think that's always my goal, even as a performer, as a teacher. I like helping people. And I'm hoping that this record might help people find hope or deal with something that's difficult for them, and maybe they don't have the creative outlet that allows them to do that. So,
and you use the word authentic, and in doing that, it seems as though listening through that you do get at some difficult subject areas. You mentioned the pain that came from Walk Into the Rain, and also you sing about body insecurities.
Yeah, a lot.
Why did you choose to do that?
I think a lot of women, and myself included, have a lot of misconceptions about what we're supposed to look like, what we're supposed to be like, both negative and positive. And being proud of who you are and the skin that you live in, no matter what it is, you know, it's whether you're skinny or, you know, you feel like you need to lose weight or, you know, like anything in between. Like, I wish we could just accept ourselves and say, hey, pretty awesome, man. Like, your legs work. Like, you can walk down the street. That's pretty awesome. So.
And what song gets at that?
Probably Naked the most of all.
Naked is a lonely place, and naked is forever grace. Humble and human, I found peace. Silky sheets, if you please. Naked is before your eyes, and naked is my secret disguise. 007 past 10, rising up, I'm about to begin and take what I create.
We're talking with Kat Reinert right now, jazz singer from Milton, Wisconsin, originally, talking about her new album. It's called Spark. And in this album, critics say that you blend jazz and you also blend the singer-songwriter genre. You're sort of a storyteller here. Do you think that's new territory?
It feels like it. I think there are a lot of really amazing songwriters in the world, and there are a lot of really amazing jazz singers in the world, and you don't find a lot of jazz singers writing original music. And if they do, it's not often lyric-driven. It's very melodic or harmonic-driven, which is beautiful. It's gorgeous music, but it's not always getting to what people who might not listen to jazz might want to listen to a jazz singer for. They want to listen to Ella or Billy or Sarah Vaughan or any of those, because it sounds like what they think it's going to sound like. So I'm hoping.
And you're a teacher yourself now, I understand. You work with students. What do you like about working with young voices?
They're really inspiring. It's inspiring to see someone come into my studio and help them find their voice, not only physically but also emotionally, and to find them discovering things that they didn't know they could do and also sounds they didn't know they could make.
And we're going to end by listening to your song, Prison. Let's take a listen.
Alone in a prison made by only you. Can't see an exit, 'cause you've lost your point of view. You
tried to break out in the past, but nothing ever seems to last. Hold on. Alone in a prison, the bars are make-believe.
And tell us what prison is about.
Shame. In a word, I am a huge fan of Brené Brown, who does a lot of research on shame. She calls herself a shame researcher, which I think is just awesome. And I've read all of her books, and we want to see vulnerability. She talks about vulnerability and how you want to, it's the first thing you want to see in someone else, but it's the last thing that you want to like give out. And so I think that's a really powerful thing. I think vulnerability is courage, not weakness. So,
and did writing this song help you work through some of those feelings?
It did. It was a fascinating. I mean, that song I actually started writing for someone else and put it away for about a year, and then came back to it. And I said, "Oh my gosh, I was writing this for me. I didn't know that at the time." But yeah, it totally helped me work through a whole lot of stuff. It was great.
Kat, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Kat Reinert. She's a composer, teacher, and a touring jazz musician and singer from Milton, Wisconsin. Her new album is called Spark, and it comes out tomorrow.